Cao Wu, a second-generation tea trader, arrived in Canada in 2007 after working in mainland China with his father and uncle, a tea exporter. He traveled to many different tea regions during his youth to learn about tea. He founded Tao Tea Leaf in 2009, an award-winning full-service tea retail store and wholesaler in the fashionable Yorkville area of Toronto. Known best for an extensive selection of over 180 teas, his specialty is loose-leaf Chinese teas, but he also stocks teas from Japan, India, South America, and Africa with an extensive line of USDA-certified organic teas. Tao is a graduate of George Brown College and is a certified sommelier. I'm very pleased to introduce Cao Wu, a friend and fine retailer from Toronto, Canada, who founded the Toronto Tea Festival with his sister. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Dan. And hello, all the tea lovers. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Cao, you've hosted over 25,000 tea lovers since 2013 and countless more in your Yonge Street shop. Describe your inspiration for the first edition of the Toronto Tea Festival and why you scheduled the event in the dead of winter.
First, I think it's about my personal passion to share about the tea because I'm from China. We know it has a rich tea history in my hometown. So I think that's kind of the natural in my mindset. From the beginning, like you mentioned earlier, when you first come to our shop, we offer a unique experience. Like you've been in China, you visit China, I offer you a cup of tea, explain how things works. We also offer many tea workshops through our retail operation. So we can see people like this. The more I did for a tea workshop or tea tasting, then it bring me an idea. One day, I want to create a large event, not just me myself to talk about tea, because I can only focus on Chinese teas, but there are such big different tea cultures around the world. If we can bring those people, let's say from Japan, from different country, to show their experience, they can learn, they can enjoy what in their cups. I think that's how inspired me to start with this event. And now it's become one of the important part in my life. Because especially the time we choose, usually it happens on the beginning of the end of January or beginning of February, depends which weekend come first. So it usually very close to the Chinese New Year.
Right.
So I think it's kind of important part for us to celebrate this.
How do the Chinese celebrate the New Year with tea?
The Chinese New Year is the biggest festival during the year. All the family members gather together. So doesn't matter how far you are, people are trying back home to celebrate this New Year with their families. So when we get back home or when family members come back home, we will make a nice cup of tea, kind of a tool for your parents, for your grandparents to show that respect. Even sometimes we teach our, for example, the parents will teach the their children to give a cup of tea to their grandparents to show that respect. And also, on the other hand, during the Chinese New Year, they have lots of food. The tea can really help you to, after the big dinner, if you have a cup of tea, people can talk. Also, it helps your body digest. I think that's a too important part for the Chinese tea, from my view.
About 1,000 people attended the first show. That's quadrupled over the years. Will you describe who attends now and how the crowd has changed?
I think last year we did about more than 4,000 or 5,000 between the kind of numbers. The first year when we first start, it's about close to 1,000, but because it's just a single day. And also, the first year, because it's new, we mainly see the people who are kind of the tea connoisseurs, real tea lovers. But now, those days, you can see their mix of age range. So we also see lots of young people in this in the crowd, because they really want to experience, to explore the world of tea. But I think the tea festival is a great place for them to see, because now two type of people, now mixed type of tea drinker will come. Doesn't matter they are casual tea drinker, they just want something in their cup, or they really into tea, like tea lovers. They want to learn from the tea expert. Because what we do, we have we invite the tea vendors, tea experts for the workshops, and also like from the tea ceremonies from each country to show the diversity of the tea from around the world. Yeah, another one, second type is people who are interested in the well-being, like health, because they know tea is healthy for them, but they don't know too much about it. That's why they come to the event, they talk to the tea expert, talk to the tea vendor, to learn what tea can bring more health benefit to them. I think that's one. Second one, the last one would be, for example, people who are really into food culture, like foodies. So because tea is part of an important drink in a food. So I think there are lots of things to learn. As you can see, tea you can drink by itself. You can add sugar and milk. You can even people cook with tea. So there are many ways. So I think this also bring a part of audience to the event.
Will you tell me a little bit about what you see as trends among the tea sellers at the show?
First, it's not a trade show. It's all like a, we can call like a tea lovers show or consumers show. When there comes the event, they can talk to the tea drink directly. They can receive some direct feedback from people who drink their tea. It's a very friendly environment. People make good connection there. Doesn't matter if it's tea lover or tea vendors. So they make friends, they can share their inside of tea products. Or they can see other vendors who they are selling. I think that's also help to develop their own products. We see the vendors. We have many vendors. They keep returning back from the first time, which is means that's another sign to show they are happy with the result.
This year's themes include pairing tea and foods and a better understanding of terroir. Which workshops over the years have been the most popular?
One is the tea ceremony, because I mean, that's very visualized workshop. People can see and the people who demonstrate the tea ceremony, they making their tea in very different way, and they are dressed in a kind of a traditional clothing. So I think that's the first, very visualized. People can see then that bring lots of people. And two, it's like the tea workshop from tea expert, like Kevin from Camellia Sinensis. So Kevin give a great insight behind how tea being produced, how is the tea like in the local, then how they bring to North America. I think people like to are really interested in the rich history, story, experience behind that too. And also the third part is the health benefit, because people really want to know what tea can help them to keep stay healthy. And then like the other kind of like a foodie culture thing. Like this year, we're going to have a wine and tea tasting, which is sponsored by the Niagara College. So this is a very unique event people like to see, because, you know, in general, people will never connect tea with, for example, wine or other kind of food. But in the past, we've done, I think, tea and chocolate, tea and wine, you know. And this one year we did a tea and cocktail is very popular because those give attendees an idea what they can use this tea for to experience in their own life. They can do that way by themselves. They want to experience that.
What has surprised you most about the show?
I think a big surprise for a show is we keep seeing it's growing. I think now it's actually become a challenge for me because one way, we like to see a crowd, but on the other way, we want to offer a better experience for the attendees. For example, some people say, oh, because it's too crowded, they don't have a chance to really spend some time with the vendor to talk, to see this. So I think that's become a sweet problem for us. We're looking for a big venue to how to grow the tea festival.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.